Hey folks, you're listening to the Get Balanced Podcast with me, Dr. Donnie, and today I am talking about why work-life balance matters. You're in for a great one. This is episode 142.
Welcome to the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie. If you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or emergency medical professional who would like to improve your family relationships, your physical and mental health, and want to have success at work and at home, well, this show is for you. Welcome to the Get Balanced program. Let's get started.
Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in to the Get Balanced Podcast. And today I want to talk to you about why work-life balance matters. Now, first, let's understand where I'm coming from when I'm talking about this term, work-life balance. So work-life balance is defined by me in my academic research, and also as a practitioner doing workshops out there across the country. It's all about aligning your daily behaviors with your priorities in life. Now, let me say that again. It's about aligning your daily behaviors with your priorities in life. Now, I'm not here to tell you what your priorities ought to be. Now, only you can decide that for yourself, but I am here to share with you what you might want to consider to include in your life's priorities. Now, in my research a few years ago, I studied five participants, and these were five independent case studies. Now, these folks were all leaders in their field. They were married. They had children at home. Now, a common theme, or actually is a model that was produced from this research, it's called the self-care flourished living model. And what it is that this model stresses the importance of putting one's self-care as their top priorities. That's what came out of the research. They all put their self-care as their top priorities. And when I talk about self-care in the research, it was broken down into four pillars, if you will. It was your physical care. We're talking about your diet, your exercise, your sleep, you know, how well you're taking care of you physically. Are you taking your medications? It was your psychological and mental health care. And what that was is, you know, do you have a good friend to talk to? Do you have a coach or a therapist? Are you laughing often? You know, you don't have to have all of those, but you do need someone, you know, to talk through difficult things in life and also joyful things in life. Also social care, you know, are you social out there with some friends outside of your family? And then the last one is the spiritual care. You know, do you take time to pray or nature walks or meditate? So it was those four pillars of physical care, psychological care, social and spiritual care. Now, once they prioritized things like eating well, exercising, praying every morning, laughing with others, you know, what, et cetera, you know, once they did these things, and when I say prioritized it, they actually had it on their calendars of when they did a lot of these things. But once they did that, then they looked at their work and their families. You see, what I learned from this research is that the most successful leaders put their health and wellness first because they knew it would be the catalyst to helping them to become the best spouse, the best parent, the best leader at work. You know, it had that positive spillover that if you take care of yourself, you're going to be more effective in all these other roles in life. And not just for short term, but long term, you know, that sustainability of effectiveness. Now, why am I sharing this with you? Because putting your self-care, that health and wellness first, it seems counterintuitive to, I believe, most people. In other words, many people often put themselves first, especially those in public safety. You know, and they're oftentimes they're sacrificing their own health and wellness. Now, I know and I get it that it seems to be heroic or sort of a servant's methodology of putting other people first. However, the research shows that you can be even more effective at putting other people first or help, actually helping them the most in your career and also in your family relationships if you put your self-care first, that physical care, psychological care, social and spiritual. Now, I mentioned at the top of the podcast that I wanted to talk to you about why work-life balance matters. And as I mentioned, work-life balance is about aligning your daily behaviors with your priorities in life. Now, your priorities, like mine, might include something along the lines of faith, family, career, and health. My book titled Lead with Balance, which, by the way, is available out there on Amazon, and there's a huge resurgence of this book selling. I mean, work-life balance, the interest on it and how to lead others into balance that you're working with, it's really taking off. So again, it's available out on Amazon. It's called Lead with Balance. But what this book is, I wrote it about my personal life of managing my faith, my family, my career, and my health. It's actually my story of how I decided to do this when I was a mere 22 years of age back in the day, right? And how I did it all through my career, and I'm still doing it today. It's how I practice work-life balance. Now, you probably noticed I said the word practice. Yes, just like a doctor practices medicine or an attorney practices law, I have been practicing work-life balance. Now, balance is not about perfection. Balance ebbs and flows, okay? It is not about perfection, but I must say this, it is also not about neglect. Think of it this way, balancing your faith, family, career, and health, or whatever your top four, quote, buckets of priorities are, you know, it's very similar to like driving your car on four balanced and healthy tires. As you know, when you're driving around a car on those nice balanced tires that are inflated properly, it's a nice smooth ride. You know, you can cruise down the highway. I won't tell you how fast you can really go, but you know what I'm talking about there. And it's a beautiful ride. But as you also know, it only takes hitting that one pothole to throw a tire out of balance. And when that happens, think about it. The whole car feels like it's traveling on eggs instead of round wheels, doesn't it? You lose productivity, literally, in your automobile, right? Because you're out of balance. Not just that the ride is horribly bumpy, you're also losing gas mileage, right? It's harder for the car to push it around. You're losing that productivity. Things suffer when even only one tire is out of balance. So when you think of that, you lose your comfort. You can even lose your safety by the imbalanced tire because it does not perform as it should through the twists and turns of the road. It can be very dangerous, right? Similar in life, as it is with tires, we need to check our priorities to see if they are balanced, right? Because we all know the road of life has many twists and turns, and we are running through life. And if we are on a few imbalanced tires or low tire pressure, that could mean something. Could it be that you haven't paid much attention as you would like to your diet, perhaps your exercise? What about checking in on your relationship with your spouse, with your children? What about your tire of faith? Is that low or is it flat or is it perfect? Just as we would not drive around in our cars with unbalanced tires or very low tire pressure, we should not allow our priorities in life, those things and people that matter the most to us, go unchecked. We should pause and check our priorities and then make the needed adjustments, if there are any, right? To our daily behaviors, so our actions are in alignment with our priorities. Work-life balance matters because having a neglectful life or two, right, a tire or two in life can lead to trouble. And as I mentioned, work-life balance is a practice. It is about practicing realigning our actions with our priorities. Remember, a slow leak in a tire can eventually go flat. Similar to how neglecting your spouse can lead eventually to divorce. However, if you check that spousal tire, you can inflate it so it never goes flat. So, Doc, what are you talking about here? You know, okay, tell me, how do I inflate that mediocre marriage that I'm sitting in right now? Well, one of the best things I can tell you is to date your spouse. Now, I know you did not get married without dating, so start dating. Go to dinner, go to a concert, do something with just the two of you. And the reason why I say this is, it's just not my personal opinion, but there's a national marriage study out that says couples that continue to date as married couples, some type of routine dating, they are happier, they have better communication, and they are more intimate. Now, let me ask you, who doesn't want that in their marriage? So I encourage you, go ask your spouse out on a date tonight. Now, I must say that these slow leaks are fixable. Fix them as early as possible. And I also must say, be aware of any potential blowouts. You see, we can repair relationships. We can repair the practicing of our faith, or we can repair things with friends. But it's very hard to bounce back from a fatal heart attack. I know this sounds like a gloom and doom piece here. However, sometimes we need our cages rattled if there's something going on in our lives that could lead to a blowout. And I am trying to rattle your cage right now. Is it with your spouse? Is it with your children? Is it with your health and wellness? Is there something out there that could be a blowout in the near future? What I'm encouraging you to do and trying to get you to focus on is, let's get those high risk tires in our life evaluated and fixed. Now, to end on a positive note, you know, you all know the feeling of driving around your car on a new set of four balanced tires. You just cruising down the highway. It's as smooth as can be. Isn't that what you want for your life? When everything is just going well, you're doing great at work, you're in a loving relationship with your spouse, having fun, you're there to support and encourage your children, your health and wellness is just awesome, you're exercising, eating healthy, getting some good sleep, you're full of energy. You know, I know you want that in your life. I know you do, because I know that work-life matters to you. It matters to you, your family, your health, your coworkers, your community, to God. It matters, right? So my call to action this week is to ask you to check on your four tires, and whether that's faith, the tires of faith, family, career, and health, right? Do any of these tires need evaluated or repaired? If so, when do you want to get those fixed, and what do you need to do? Now, if you're not sure how to evaluate these things in your life, these life priorities, I encourage you, please check out my online work-life balance courses at donniehutchinson.com. I promise you, this is my work-life balance in person, brought to you in different chapters on video with a workbook. And you will do everything we do in a live workshop. You will get to understand your life priorities. You'll get to understand what you're doing well and maybe where there's a shortfall. You will then get to know and understand yourself. How do you desire things to be in life, with your family, with your work, with your health and wellness, with your faith, with these important things in life? And then you will build a plan, a little project plan, to help you get from point A to point B. I promise you, it will help you align your daily behaviors with your priorities in life. With that said, may God bless all of you, your families, and may God continue to bless you and help you align your daily behaviors with the things that matter most in your life, so that you can have sustainable success in the years to come. This is Dr. Donnie. Have a great week, and I look forward to catching you next week. Hey, if you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or EMS professional who enjoys this podcast and would like some help with your work-life balance, you need to check out my Get Balanced program. Not sure if you are balanced or not? Join me over at DonnieHutchinson.com and take the quiz. Together, we are going to get you balanced.